Welcome to the Diligent Minds Podcast, where you get practical steps to help you become the best version of yourself and achieve your goals. I'm your host, Dorian Jones. Let's get into it. What's going on, Diligent Minds community? Happy Monday to you if you listen to this when it comes out. I'd like to welcome you all to another episode of the Diligent Minds Podcast, where I talk all about personal growth, give you some motivation, help you become the best version of yourself, achieve your goals, do all the things you put your mind to. If you like the sounds of that and you're new here, I want to ask you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And to everyone listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, don't forget to leave me that rating and review. It takes a few seconds out of your time and it helps me grow the podcast. Before we dive into this episode, I want to talk all about a few things that have been going on. Nothing major, though, just a few announcements. I want to finally announce that my planner will be here soon. I got the first draft of it, which is really good. So I made a few adjustments. So I'll be posting that on social media. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, go ahead and give me a follow. Go click the link down below and you'll get more information on that and more details on that as the time goes along. But I'm really excited about that. That's something I put a lot of effort into and I've been wanting to get out for a while, but I finally found a way to get it done the way that I want it done. So that's coming. That's on its way now. And also, I posted my newest YouTube video, so that's up. I got the link down below as well. That's been a little challenging because I got to get into the swing of this new style of recording. I got to always remember to carry my camera around with me, which I wasn't used to before because I just record sitting at my desk or here at the house. But now I want to record different type of content, take y'all along my day, just conversate with y'all, just bring y'all into my life a little bit more. So I got to get into the swing of that and get used to bringing the camera with me and all my, I wouldn't say all my equipment. I got things in the car that I can use to record with, but bringing that camera is crucial and remembering to record, not just bring it, but remember to set it up on my mount that's in the car and all that. So that's something, it's a process. I'm working on that. I've been getting more used to it now. So you'll have more new content coming all the time consistently on YouTube because that's going to be my main platform from now on besides Instagram. So I'll be on the lookout for that. And I want to apologize for missing last week's episode because I actually recorded it. But when I was editing that, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling the energy, my tone. My tone was there, but it just felt so choppy and so robotic. I was like, man, I'm not about to put this out. So I just went ahead like, you know what? I'm gonna just take the break from it. Maybe I need a mental break from it or something. So we come back fresh this week. So this is a totally different episode than what I recorded last week because I know a lot of people are new. A lot of people don't know too much about me. So I just wanted to dive into a little bit about who I am, my background, my past, my present, and things I have going on and planned in the future. But before we get into that, I want to give you this daily tip. I want to tell you the only limitations are the ones that you place on yourself. Those are the only limitations you have in life. If you don't see the vision, if you don't understand it, you don't believe it in the beginning, it's true. Only because you place that limit on yourself. So always remember that. Always be mindful of the words and things that you tell yourself because manifestation, believing in yourself, and having that stuff come into fruition is really true. I want you to remember that. Only limitations are the ones that you place on yourself. All right, we dive into today's episode and we just talking about me, a little bit about my past. I won't dive too deep into it. It's going to be more of an overview. I haven't done one of these in about, I don't know, it's been about maybe over a year. It's been over a year for sure. But I have done a couple of these episodes where I just introduce who I am to new listeners. And this is going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be a deep dive into my past. It's going to be more about how I came into becoming the person that I am today. Things that were really instrumental in my life to help me get to where I am and help me overcome some of the things that I faced. And then it's going to be about my present and then the things I have planned in the future. And I'm going to tell you right now, though. The person that you see and hear today was built over time. This wasn't something that I was molded into when I was younger because honestly, the environment that I grew up in, it was different. I wouldn't say it was different, but it was the hood. It was the ghetto. So a lot of the things that I saw, they weren't parallel with the things that I'm doing today. Like I would have never imagined myself being into meditation, personal development, mindfulness, all that stuff that I'm into today. I would have never imagined that because I never seen that stuff growing up. I never really heard about it growing up. I always heard about, survival, getting a job, playing sports, music, drugs, gangs. Those are all the things that I always heard about. So that's the things that I was introduced to. Even the style of dress that I'm into now, like I would have never thought that I'd be into anything that I'm in today based on my background. But me, when I was younger, since I grew up in the streets, I had a lot of street smarts. One thing that really helped me, though, was that I played sports. Well, specifically basketball. That helped me maneuver through the streets. It's different than the streets now in LA. Right now, it's like no street codes anymore. People don't really respect certain things is no boundaries. But before, if you play sports, that was like a pass for you to get anywhere. People are in different neighborhoods. They knew like, oh, nah, he played basketball. We're not worried about him. He's not into the street stuff. They know that, you know, you affiliated with certain things because you grew up in certain neighborhoods, hang around certain people just because those are your friends. But they know that you're not on that time. They know that you're not about to be out here questioning people, asking them where they're from and banging on people saying, oh, you got on the wrong color. They know that you just come there to play basketball. So that helped me a lot. That helped me stay out of the streets and out of the gang culture a lot. And that stopped me from doing drugs and all those things because I knew like, hey, man, I can't do no drugs. I play sports. It's going to mess with me. And it was something I just never really wanted to do in general. But I feel like that's one of the biggest things that helped me stay out of the streets and out of the gang life. And also just traveling around, just being accepted by different parts. So I didn't feel like I had to be a part of a certain gang in order for me to maneuver around the city. Because I was already accepted because of the sports that I played and just because of my skill level. People knew like, hey, nah, that's him. He's nice. Like he good over here. So don't even worry about him. And I can get a pass. I can go talk to certain people. They know who I am and I'm good. And those experiences from that helped me follow my own path. That made it a little bit easier because I was kind of an outsider already because I did different things and I went against the grain. I've never been a type of person that liked to go with the path of everybody else. I always wanted to be somebody that did something different. Like, okay, that's what everybody else is doing. I'm going to do something different. That's how everybody else is dressing. I'm going to keep on doing my thing. That's how I was all the time. Like, no matter what part of my life, I had always been like that. I was always in like a rebel. Like, I just go against the grain. And that's crazy because it's a part of my zodiac sign. It talks about us being rebels and us going against the grain and being outsiders in a way. So that part identifies with me. And I'm glad that I did that. I'm glad that I was really able to be comfortable in my own skin, be comfortable being myself, be comfortable being different, because eventually people begin to accept it. People will call it weird. People will call it awkward or socially awkward. They have all these things to say, but I was able to be comfortable in my own skin. So those things and all those terms didn't faze me too much. And I accepted it. Like I was like, okay, yeah, that's me. Like I'm just comfortable with being who I am. I was really insecure because of my skin tone, because I had acne at a good point in my time in my teenage years. That kind of messed with me until I got a little bit older and I began to grow into myself, grow into who I am and learn more about who I am and know that like, okay, you molding into who you are as an individual. So that was a little bit of something that I had challenges with because I was skinny, dark skin. So, you know, you always get, oh, you black this, black that. So I always deal with those jokes and it gave me thick skin. I learned how to deal with a lot of things that I was able to face and overcome in the future later in my life. Overall, though, I knew that my environment was a little bit different. I knew that it wasn't something that I always wanted to be a part of my life, which I will always be a part of it. Like it's in me. Like I will never not rep where I come from. I will never turn my back on it. It's not like I'm turning my back because I was never in it, but I still feel obligated to go back and change that. That's just something that I want to do for myself within life. And I always had a will to get out. I always had a will to push further and do more because I was exposed to different things as I played basketball in different areas. So I was seeing the beach areas. I was seeing nicer areas where people lived a different lifestyle, totally different from what I was used to. And it wasn't even that far from where I was coming from. It was, well, maybe 20, 30 minute drives. And it was like a totally different world. I'm like, dang, this looks crazy. Like you seeing nice grass, nice cars, people walking around smiling. Like seeing people walking their dogs. This whole different lifestyle was new to me. And I was like, dang, that's pretty cool. Like, I prefer to do that than to sit over here and worry about looking over my back, worrying about what somebody else say, worried about what color I have on, if I'm gonna get shot. I'm like, this is not too bad. So I had always had put it in my mind, like, okay, I gotta look at life a little bit different. I wanna live a different lifestyle. But I just didn't know how I was gonna do it. I just knew that I wanted something more, wanted something different. So that leads me into after high school life, where I really started to discover stuff. When I started to drive, I started to meet different people. I was being introduced to different lifestyles and different ways of thinking, as I was telling you before. But this really excelled. This really accelerated it because I was now able to move freely. I was able to move around and do what I wanted to do because I was driving. And if you read my book, then you heard the story about me driving up to the car dealership, driving up to the hills in Hollywood and Beverly Hills, just seeing this different lifestyle, seeing these houses, seeing these cars and how driving the cars inspired me and motivated me. So I won't dive into that. And if you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check out my book down below. I got that on Audible. It's in Barnes & Noble. You can order it. It's on my website. So go ahead and check that out. That's all down below if you want to know more about those stories. But this was the best part of my life, you know, around that 18, 19, I'll say between 18 and I'm about to say about 22, 23 was really when I really started to understand things and I really started to change. Because not just doing the car dealerships and stuff, but really seeing that there's different ways to make money, seeing different ways that you can become successful outside of sports, outside of music, outside of entertainment in general, because I was meeting different people that were doing different things that I was not aware of, that I didn't even know existed. So that helped me a lot. That helped me with my research. Since I'm so inquisitive, I started to read a lot more. I started to research a lot more, ask more questions, ask different questions. And as I continued to do that, I was introduced to the law of attraction and manifestation and understanding how that works. I understood the concept of it, but I still didn't really understand how it worked. I knew that it was something where you think it, you can bring it into your life, but I wasn't really a believer because I had never did it myself. So it was really changing my mindset, changing the whole trajectory of the way that I thought and manipulate my mind to believe the things that I'm telling myself. And that's where it really came in. That's where it really started to click. So then I started to try doing different businesses. That's when I began my clothing line, which I may bring back. I actually just bought the domain back, so I may be bringing that back out later. But after I stopped doing music, because I was rapping for a while, I was doing music. I could have got signed, but I just didn't put in the effort and I lost the love for music. I won't get into that story right now, but that's something that really changed my life because I was introduced to somebody who was very instrumental in my life. That taught me a lot of not just life lessons, but business lessons. He's like, dude, you coming from an area where they may take advantage of you because you don't know anything, but you're talented. So they see, okay, we can make some money off this guy before he really understands what's going on. So he taught me a lot of different lessons, made me read different books that helped me. And it also just changed my mind on business. I realized how ruthless it really is once you get under it. And that was one of the reasons that I didn't continue to pursue my music. And I just learned a lot of lessons doing my clothing line. I learned the concepts of business, how you got to do taxes, different write-offs you can do. So learning the structures of it, not running it as a sole proprietor and running as an LLC. These things all came early in my life. And I'm very grateful for that because it helped me. It helped me have an advantage over other people. I wouldn't say other people because I don't like to compete with others, but it helped me have an advantage in life in general. Like I was far ahead of other people. So they came to me with questions, even if they were older, they were like, oh yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable. So let's go ask him. So that's how it came because I had different knowledge and I had people around me at the time that were giving me information that I hadn't had before. As I got into my mid-20s, I discovered wealth building. I discovered like wealth, how wealthy people live, tax write-offs, loopholes, the benefits of having real estate and owning it, all these different things. And that kind of what led me to personal development. And that's how I fell in love with it. It was a quick story right now. So I had went to this thing of Damon John. He had a conference. It wasn't really a conference. It was more of an event. And I had an intention of going there, giving him some of my clothes. I'm thinking like, yo, I'm about to be big. I'm about to give him this. He going to come and he going to work with me. And then my stuff going to blow up like I wanted to. So that was my intentions of going there. So I went with my backpack. I had some clothes in there to give to him. I never got to meet him at all. He went on stage. He came in. He left. Like he was in there for 10 minutes. So it was everybody else. But this one guy that came up, older white guy, talking all about how he's able to vacation and get paid and how he's able to party and get paid. He's just talking about all these different things about business that so many people don't know about or that's hidden from the general public. How you make a profit and then you use 10% of that profit and then you go party. Then that's a tax write-off and you get paid more money at the end of the year. So he talked about all these different things and I started to get interested. I was like, dang, that sounds pretty cool. So I started to research that. And then that's when I thought about doing real estate investing, wholesaling. And then I got into doing that. I started to meet more people. It expanded my knowledge, expanded my network of people that I was around. I was just really trying to find my way and see what I liked. And it was cool. Like I learned a lot doing the real estate. I was doing cold calling, doing door knocking, cold emails, sending out mailers, doing all those stuff, all those things. But it really didn't click with me like personal development that did. It really didn't click with me and feel the same as that personal development, that whole journey of it as I was researching that information, which I talked about in my book as well. So I won't dive into that. But I just thought like, OK, if these people are doing this, I have a message that I need to get out as well. And that's when I started to do videos on YouTube and then I started Instagram and I started the podcast. So that's how everything kind of flowed and I kind of got into the person that I am today. And I just continued to develop and grow as an individual over time. And as I did that, I learned a lot about myself as I taught others, because I'm seeing how they think. And I'm like, dang, hold on. I remember I used to think that way, and I could really help them understand how they can get out of that thinking. And that's where everything just kind of formed and grew. And one of the best things that I can suggest if you're trying to grow as an individual is reading. Picking up a book and just reading and reading, because it's so many different perspectives. There's so many different ways to put things. So you got to pick up a book and just read, and you reflect on how that relates to you. You think about, okay, I'm reading this right now. They went through something similar. They may be from a different background, but how can I equate this to my life? And that's what helped me gain a lot of wisdom. I used to read maybe 30 something books a year. I used to read and listen at the same time. I'd be reading a book, then I'd be listening to a different book, because when I was working in cable, I was driving that van all day. So I sit there in traffic. So I go ahead and be beneficial to myself and listen to audiobooks, start to listen to podcasts, and I started to learn and gain more knowledge. And not wanting people to think that I'm perfect, that was my biggest thing. I always wanted people to know, like, hey, I'm on this journey too. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. I don't have all the answers. I'm still figuring these things out. So it's sometimes hard for me to accept compliments from people. They like, man, you changed it. I'm like, dude, I'm not that. Like, I feel like now I feel like what celebrities feel when they like, man, just treat me normal. I'm not saying that I'm a celebrity at all in my eyes. I'm just saying that just treat me normal. Like, I'm just a person on this journey just like you. Don't place me much higher than you, because that's not me. I don't think that I'm much better, because I'm just like you. I'm a person that breathes the same air, got the same five senses as you do. So treat me as such. It's just that I'm on a different journey. And if I can help you, I'm willing to do that. A lot of times along my journey, which I'm kind of in this space right now, I'm kind of coming out of it now, actually, is being stuck in that space of when you feel like you're doing good, like you're proud of yourself, but you know that you want to do more and that you need to do more. So you get stuck in that space of like, I need to do more. Like, I can't give myself too much credit because I haven't done anything yet, because you know what your abilities are. You know what your vision is. So it's hard for you to accept where you are right now and being able to embrace that, because you always like, all right, it's on to the next thing. I did that. Now it's on to the next thing. I haven't done anything yet. So I've been stuck in that cycle. I go into that cycle pretty often, honestly. I wouldn't say often, but I've experienced it before, and I'm kind of getting out of it now. And it's just like coming into myself, finding my voice. That's what's really helping me. Just coming into myself, finding my message, knowing who I am, being comfortable in my own shoes, feeling like I can just come in and be me. Just come in and display myself as I am, and not try to feel like I need to mold myself to others because of what I do. I feel like my work speaks for itself. I feel like I've done enough to prove myself. If you go back and look at my content, you go back and look at all the things that I've done, I feel like that'll say a lot about the person that I am and the person that I've developed into over the time. And I feel like that's going to be enough to carry me over into the next phase in my life. And then being able to be comfortable with who I am and knowing the message that I bring, knowing the value that I bring into any room that I walk into, that's something that I'm really proud that I've grasped onto within the last year. And I've been working on for these past 2 years, is just getting out of my own head, accepting who I am, accepting that I'm doing great and that I'm on the right path. That's the biggest thing that I can take away within these past few years and along my journey in general, is just coming to find myself, just being like being comfortable with you, just being comfortable with who you are and where you are in life, and knowing that where you're going in the future is going to be a great place and that you're in the right position right now to reach that. And it's just those frustrations of being stuck in that space, though, when you're thinking that, like I mentioned, doing good and like, oh, man, I'm not doing this. And you get that imposter syndrome. You start to doubt yourself. That's one of the worst feelings. And I want to tell you, don't allow yourself to stay stuck into that emotional rut, because that's all it is. You just in your head. You got to step out. You got to think about the things that you've done, the things that you are able to say that you've overcome to get to where you are right now, and be proud of yourself. Don't compare yourself to nobody else's journey. Don't compare yourself to where you want to be in the future. Just compare to where you are right now to where you were in the past. And if you don't like where you are right now compared to where you are in the past, that tells you you need to change something. You need to change the things that you're doing. You need to change the things that you're engaged with. That's the only thing that I can tell you about that. That's the only thing that's going to really change it. If you continue to do the same things, you'll get the same results and keep on facing that same frustration over and over and over again. So let's dive into some of the things that I'm into right now. Actually, I've been into wine for, I say about Yeah, it's been about 4 or 5 years that I really got into wine, but I really started to get into it these past two and a half years where I'm really taking notes on every wine that I drink. I take notes of it and I compare it to other things. I'm trying to identify where this one comes from. If it comes from a country, well, what country it comes from, the type of soil, the type of climate. I'm really diving into it because I do want to open my own wine bar, which I'll talk about that after that. We're talking about what's coming in the future, but I really want to be a knowledgeable wine. I wouldn't even say connoisseur, but a knowledgeable wine student. I want to learn as much as I can. So that's one thing that I've been working on right now that I'm really into. Also, my plants. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen my plants before. I record with them around me sometimes. It's really peaceful. It teaches me a lot. And I like the plants, actually. It's just, they're real cool. And you already know I'm into cars and houses and travel. And you know I play basketball. But you also may not know that I played baseball as well. I used to play baseball up until high school because I started to play basketball full time. So I just left baseball alone altogether. I used to play third base. I tried pitching when I was younger. That didn't work. I played outfield as well. I like to play left field. I don't know why. It was left field was pretty cool, and I like third base. That was my favorite. But the cars that I'm into are like hyper cars. I love hyper cars. I want to have a dope car collection. It just inspires me. It just motivates me. But more than anything, I want to be able to take my car to different car meets or take it into certain neighborhoods, and I want that one kid to get into the car and to feel it. And to have that same feeling that I got when I was 19, 20 years old, that really inspired me to go out there and do more, to go out there and get these cars and be able to afford them. So that's why I really love the cars, honestly, because I want to inspire other people the way that they inspire me. And the houses, like, hey, you can't, when you walk into a dope crib and you like, all right, I worked hard for this, and you're able to kick your feet up, you got everything that you want, you create your own ambiance, you create your own environment. That's what I really want. I love those houses. I love to create my own house where I got the water features that I want, my koi pond with the dope view that I want, or maybe I don't want a view. I don't know at this point. Like, I'm kind of like getting over the city view and everything, even though I love it. But I do want my water features. I do need my water features. I need to feel tropical in a way. I need my fish tanks. Those are the things that I know I want in my house. And I need to have a cool garage so I can have some dope rides in there too. So that's what I'm into. I like that. And that's just like a surface level stuff. I won't go too deep into it, but I'm into other things. But that's kind of like the one, what's that? Plants, wine, cars, houses, travel, basketball, baseball. Yeah, that's what I'm into. And of course, Lakers and Dodgers fan, if you're asking, LA. I'm not a football fan. I watch it, but I don't have a team necessarily. But that's just like my sports, baseball and basketball. I watch both of those. So what's next for me? What's next is continue to build the Diligent Minds company. I want it to be a company where we talk all about motivation, mindfulness, and personal development. So I want to begin to bring other people on where they can take on those roles, where someone can handle the part of motivation, which I'll still be a part of it. I'll still put out my messages, but I want to give other people opportunities. I want to be able to collaborate with other people. I want people that are going to come in and talk about mindfulness and talk about meditation, yoga, things that you can implement in your life that's going to be beneficial to you and your growth. That's what Diligent Minds is. It's all about helping people excel, helping people develop into themselves, helping people develop into a better version of themselves. And it's different parts of it because at first it was all personal development. That's all I talked about, but I began to implement the things that worked for me in my life to help me get to that stage. And that's one thing that Diligent Minds is going to be a big company that's going to focus specifically on mindfulness, motivation, and personal development. So whatever stage you are, we're going to be able to help you. We're going to focus more on the entry level. People that are just experiencing or just trying to get into it, that's going to be the main core, but it will be stuff there for people who are already advanced and developed. That's what Diligent Minds is going to be, and that's what's coming next down the future. And also creating better content, just continuing to create better content. That's my thing that I'm doing with the new YouTube channel. That's why I got to get used to carrying the camera around. Just bringing people into my life a little bit more by still keeping my privacy as I like. So that's one thing that's coming down the line. And then as I mentioned a little bit earlier, kind of teased it, I want to open my own wine bar. I want to open it. I want to create an environment where people's not necessarily into wine. So it's going to be an educational experience, but it's also going to be an experience where you can try something different and feel like, oh, I like this environment. This is something that's relaxing. This is something that's chill. And I want to have them in different locations. I want to have different locations around the world. Well, I'll say around the U.S. for now. I haven't really thought about going around the world yet because I don't know the the cultures around there, I don't really know too much about it. But the business model for now, I want to focus on a few within the states. I want to focus on one location, get it down, understand the business, and then go ahead and expand it and eventually get into airports, do things like that. It's a long term vision that I have, but that I really want to open my own wine bar. I'm going to open my own wine bar. Of course, I want to write more books and continue to help millions of people. I want to help millions and billions of people really discover themselves, find the best version of themselves and say, like, you know what, this information really helped me. That's the bottom line of it all. I really want to help the people. And then I want to get into TV shows as well, like producing my own film and own information about like film and all that stuff, because I know that there's not so many representations of people that look like myself in the stories that I feel like need to be told, in the narratives that I feel like need to be told behind myself. So I want to be able to create these types of TV shows and films that are going to show that narrative and show that side of me, not just me, but people that look like myself. And then I eventually want to do things that's going to give me like an award, even though it's not about the recognition, but it's just like something dope that I visualize. It's like seeing that, like, damn, I really came from this and I was able to get I don't know if I'll get an Emmys, Grammy. I don't know what type of award. I ain't really thought that far about it, but it's something that I want to symbolize. I want to look back and see other people that are inspired by me, like, dang, he can get that. Like, I can get it too, because I've been inspired by so many different people. I won't run down the list of people, but just seeing the things that they've done and knowing the feeling that it gave me, I want to get that feeling to other people. So that's why I'm doing everything that I'm doing, is to inspire other people and tell them, like, hey, man, I did this. You can do it too. Like, I really push that. I really push. If I can change my narrative, you can change your narrative as well. So that's just a little bit about my past, my present, and where I'm going in the future, things I have planned in the future. This is longer than what I usually do, but I hope you really enjoyed. I hope you got to know a little bit more about myself. You can always learn more about me through just reaching out to me, just asking me questions, or just read my book, which is not necessarily about myself, but it has more details about some of these things that I did mention. But I want to just inspire you, like, hey, just stay on your path. Like, you see where I come from, you see the mindset that I have, and you see the person I developed into today. If I do it, you can do it as well. That's basically the message behind it all. And anything is possible. You see how huge my dreams are, the things I want to do. Hey, don't shoot yourself short. Go out there and go for something big. So I want you to go ahead and enjoy your day and remember all these things that I told you. And also remember that everybody has greatness within. Even you.